We want to welcome you to Refreshed with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to December 2014. I'm probably one of the first people that have greeted you with those words, and so I want you to know that we are now in the holiday stretch. It is all focused upon Jesus, the work that he is doing in your life and my life. The one thing that I love about the Christmas season, Galatians 4:4 talks about how Jesus came in the fullness of time. It was the perfect time. And I just want to let you know that God has perfect timing for your life here in December of 2014. So today we want to return back to our revelations about who God is. Do want to remind you, December the 5th and 6th, this Friday and Saturday night in the Home Depot Plaza is going to be the community Christmas choir. It's part of the tree lighting ceremony. And if you could come out and join us, be a part of that, it would be greatly appreciated. And hopefully it'll be beneficial to you as well. And so I was talking to someone here back before our Thanksgiving outreach, and I was telling them what a shock it was because when we first became pastors, it was probably our second or third year, we took a group of people out to a neighborhood, and we started singing Christmas carols, and we were shocked to be told to go away. We were shocked to be told to go away, and we had that same encounter with a lot of the houses that we knocked on in areas that could use a financial boost. There were some households that we were able to bless. But we knocked on twice as many doors this year. And we actually had people said, no, we don't need a Thanksgiving. We don't need a Thanksgiving dinner. And so I trust that you had a great Thanksgiving, but if you can come out and join the choir on Friday night or Saturday night, we would greatly look forward to seeing you. I want to take you to our study guide, and I will tell you this: we're now coming down to the last half dozen or so of these. If you would like a copy of these notes about the names, what God reveals about His name, I'm telling you, this study could go on for weeks and weeks and weeks. If you have access to a study Bible, go and get that. A lot of those study Bibles will tell you what, like I just a few weeks ago, I was finishing in the Minor Prophets, and the study Bible I was looking, it defined what every one of those names meant. And so if you would like to know or have a copy of this, just contact us at 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. Or you could reach us at 454-4263. You could leave your name and your address. This is absolutely free of charge. We'll be happy to send it to you. You could also mail in a request to us. If you wanted to, you could send us an email, meritassembly@hotmail.com. With that being said, I'd like to say thank you again for those who over the past several weeks have expressed appreciation for the radio program. All of those are read and appreciated, and we are thankful that this program is blessing people's lives. So We are going to be in 1 Kings chapter 22 today. We're just basically going to read a small passage, 1 Kings chapter 22, just to read this person's name, and then we'll get into teaching about what is actually discussed here. 1 Kings chapter 22, I'm still turning, it's the last chapter in the book of 1 Kings. And in verse number 50, it says, "And Jehoshaphat rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. Then Jehoram, his son, reigned in his place." And so we're going to talk about Jehoshaphat after this. But today we're going to talk about his son. His son's name is Jehoram. And Jehoshaphat named him that, and Jehoram literally means God is exalted. God is exalted. And what this name reminds us is that God is worthy of worship. It should empower us. It should disarm us from the temptation not to worship or praise or glorify God. But we need to continue. Remember, the great commandment is, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength." We are supposed to worship him with everything we have inside of us. We are not just supposed to worship him with our left cheek and our right cheek sitting in a pew. We are supposed to worship him with our heart, our soul, our mind, our emotions. We're supposed to worship him with our strength. We're supposed to worship him with our intellect. We are supposed to worship him with our mouth. We are supposed to worship him by the way that we do our job. We are supposed to worship him with the way that we conduct ourselves in this community. We are supposed to worship him with everything we have inside of us. And so today, We want to look at this God who is exalted. And so today I've got papers just scattered all over the place here. So today we want to look at, first of all, Psalm 99, verse number 9. Psalm 99, verse number 9. And it says, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy." And so in this passage today, we can see that the first and foremost reason to worship the Lord our God is because he is holy. He is holy. He is without flaw. He's never made a mistake. Even when we thought that he, you know, overpaid for us, he said, "No, I didn't overpay for you. I knew that you were valuable and profitable to the kingdom." And so today, in spite of how I may feel, you may feel, whether we're up emotionally, down emotionally, whether we're having a good day at work, a bad day at work, whether, you know, we ate too much turkey or we didn't eat any turkey, whether we had pumpkin pie, pecan pie, it doesn't matter. You know, I read a comic strip here a couple of weeks ago about Charlie Brown, and they had decided to go to a movie, and he said, "I really didn't want to come to the movie today, but here we are," because they said they were going to give a free candy bar to the first 1,500 people. And he's talking with Lucy, and Lucy is paying attention, and she hears the person counting 1,497, and Charlie Brown would be 1,500th. He would be the last one. And so she says, "You know, would you mind if I go ahead of you?" And he said, "Why, sure, ladies first." And then he ends up not getting the candy bar because Lucy got the last one. And there may be times where you feel like you've missed out in life. There may be times where you didn't get the job, didn't get the promotion that you wanted, and you might not feel like God deserves to be worshiped. But today I want you to know that God is worthy to be exalted on high because he is holy, not just when we feel like it, but even when we don't feel like it, he is there. There are, you know, if I can just express to you a pastor's heart, there are way too many people in America that are treating God as a convenience instead as the exalted Holy One of all the earth. God is holy. And, you know, I look back, sometimes people say, well, I wasn't here because of this, and I wasn't here because of that. You know, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. Actually, let's go on and look at the second reason in Psalm 118 that I have here. Psalm 118, verse number 28, it says, you are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. If you have any recollection at all about how crazy and miserable and unfulfilling life was when we were not acknowledging the Lord as our God, when we were off doing our thing, where we were servants of wickedness instead of servants of righteousness, when we were bound in the traps and the snares and the strongholds of sin instead of being set free to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, if you can ever remember how miserable life was like that, then when you come to recall that he is now your God, that he has saved you, forgiven you, pays attention to you, orders your steps, directs your path, knows the plans that he has for you, if you can acknowledge today that life is better with God at the helm than with you at the helm. You know, several months ago, I did a broadcast here on the attitude of Job, where he said, I loathe my life and I give free rein to my complaint and I speak out in the bitterness of my soul. What Job was basically saying is, I could do a better job leading my life than you can, God. And that results in hating your life instead of loving your life. It speaks to complaining instead of worshiping. And it speaks to bitterness instead of sweetness. That's what happens when we're at the helm of our life. But with God, there's forgiveness of our sins. There is healing. There is salvation. There is joy. There is peace. And so I encourage you today to worship him. Know that he is the God who is exalted. He is exalted today, whether you praise him or not. He is exalted today, whether this community acknowledges him or not. He is exalted. And so the third thing I want to point to you today is in Psalm 34 and verse number 3. And it's there the psalmist says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. We have these little cards. If you would like one, we can send one to you. They're little plastic business cards. And inside that business card is a little magnifying lens. It helps people to perceive things larger than they are in reality. A lot of times it's not the problem is not with the size of the image. It's in our perception. And on this little card it says, "Oh, come, magnify the Lord with me," or something like that. I don't have one of them with me here today. But if you know you'd like one of those, if you'd like a copy of these teachings with the different revelations of who God is, contact us at the church and we'll be happy to send any of that to you absolutely free of charge. The truth of the matter is this: God is so large, he stretched out the heavens. He expanded them. He's bigger than the heavens. He's taller than the highest mountain. He's deeper than the deepest sea. He bridges beyond eternity past and into eternity future. He is bigger than time. He's bigger than your problems, bigger than your work-related issues. He is big. But sometimes we need to magnify our perception of the Lord because, like the children of Israel, we see the giant that is in front of us, but we forgot the God who brought us out in victory out of Egypt. We see the fortified wall and think that it is more ominous than the Red Sea that God just parted. The truth of the matter is that the people in the Promised Land were secondary in military might to the Egyptian army that God had just defeated a few weeks earlier. And now here they are, and they're shaking in fear, refusing, steadfastly refusing to go into the Promised Land because of their perception. They said, we looked like grasshoppers and we looked the same to them. Well, if you go and you read in the book of Joshua where the spies encounter Rahab, Rahab says, for 40 years we have been trembling inside the city, knowing the decree that God had for you. She's basically telling them, where have you been for the past four decades? Where have you been? We know why you're here. We know our destiny, and yet you have not walked. And so today I want to encourage you, let's magnify the Lord together. It's not just a personal thing, but when we come together, we magnify the Lord together. And so today, maybe this broadcast will help you to remind you that the God that you serve is the one who forgives of all sins, that he is able to deliver from every bondage. His arm is not too short. He is the omnipotent God. He knows all about your mess, knows all about your problems, knows all about every issue of your life, and loves you anyway. He is the Almighty God. He is the coming King. He deserves to be magnified. With just one word out of his mouth, he overpowers the enemy. Let us exalt his name together. Can we just take a moment here in the broadcast and let's do that. Lord, right now, we exalt you to the highest place. We exalt you as we're driving down the road. Lord, we exalt you above traffic issues, above car problems. Lord, any successes or disappointments that people may have had over this last weekend. God, I know after a long weekend, sometimes going back to work on Monday is a little less than thrilling. But today, we declare that you do all things well. We thank you that you triumphed over our sins. You triumphed over our problems. God, today, we declare that you are worthy of praise. And right now, we join with saints across Brevard County to exalt, to lift up on high the name of Jesus. May you be lifted to the highest place in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I tell you that when you start praising God, you will never, ever regret it. We worship him because he's holy. We worship him because of what he has done for us as individuals. We worship him and exalt him because he is we do that because he's not just done that for us, but he has done it for all of us combined. In 1 Peter chapter 5, we see that this God who is exalted has a desire to exalt you and I. He is not only the God who is exalted, but he is the God who exalts. And I have this saying about the body of Christ, and that is, I believe that we are the cream of humanity. We are the cream, and you know, the cream in the dairy process, the cream rises to the top. It is the first and the foremost. It is that which was supposed to be set apart. And so today I want to begin a little bit of this process. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 6, it says, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." And so if we position ourselves, now if I can give you a little bit of mental picture there, picture your right hand as being God, and then picture yourself as being the left hand, and then come up and put your left hand and push up that right hand, because that is what is talking about here in 1 Peter chapter 5. When we humble ourselves, we exalt him. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. I know that God's hand is sufficient for protection, for my security, for my peace, for my provision. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. And when we have stepped into that position of humility, not only does he give us grace, but he gives us this promise: I'm going to exalt you in due time. Now, remember what we talked about earlier in the broadcast, that Jesus came at the fullness of time, the fullness of time. Therefore, we can rest assured that the same Heavenly Father who brought about the birth of Jesus at just the perfect time is going to exalt you, promote you at the exact right time that it is due. And so I read an interview about Israel Houghton one time. I heard a little snippet of this interview. And he said, the more God exalts you, the more you've got to humble yourself. The more he exalts you, the more you have to humble yourself. You see, there, you don't want to become puffed up with pride. You don't want to become arrogant, because the scripture says God opposes the proud. And so today, we need to be faithful. We need to humble ourselves, be faithful where we are at, knowing that God is going to raise us up, that he is going to exalt us at just the right time. It will be the due time. So there's another step in that process. I've got so many pieces of paper here in, let me see if I can find this for you. In Psalm 37, verse number 34, it says, "Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it." And so not only is there a humbling that takes place, an act of humility, but there is also a waiting on the Lord, which is not a passive act. It is an action word. Waiting is an action. It is not like going to the doctor's office and sitting through mind-numbing videos or really horrible morning television, just twiddling your thumbs, waiting for them to call your name. No, waiting is actually a serving. You know, when we go to a restaurant, it's they're called the wait staff, the waiters and the waitresses. They are there to serve. And so you and I, what we are doing when we are in that waiting process is saying this: God, how can I bless you today? A few weeks ago, it was my day off, and I had taken a walk, and what was going on inside of me at that point in time, as I began my walk that morning, I said, God, how can I bless you today? How can I bless you today? And, that's a lot different than the prayer that a lot of people pray, which is, bless me, God, bless me again, bless me over and over and over and over and over. And I am thankful for the blessing of God. But, you know, sometimes it is just nice to be a blessing. You know, through the years, I have seen that one of my wife's greatest joys is seen the kids' reaction when they were blessed on Christmas morning. She prefers to be a blessing than to be blessed. Now, she also likes to receive things from time to time. And so whenever we have a milestone anniversary, she says, "That ring right there sure would be nice." And so, she has those things, and you know, they're not fancy. I don't want to give the perception that she's out there. She knows what our finances, are like. And so, she's not a materialistic person, but she does love to bless other people. And so I encourage you, wait on the Lord. It says, keep his way and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. And so we humble ourselves under God's mighty hand. We wait on him. We bless him. We keep his way, obey his instructions. And then the promise is that he will exalt us to inherit the land. I have every confidence that God is going to meet every need that we have. The last passage that I want to address with you today as we are discussing the exalted God and the fact that he is not only exalted, but he also exalts us. And that is in Joshua chapter 3, verse number 7, the Lord promises Joshua and says this, "And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you." You know, when we start exalting God, he is going to begin to make manifest his favor upon your life and upon my life. And it says that his purpose for Joshua was that he wanted Joshua exalted so that everybody in his community knew that the presence of God was with Joshua. Today, I don't want my name in lights because I want everybody to know, wow, that's Bob Arthur's. Today, if God, whatever God exalts in my life, I want it to be for this purpose, that people look and see and acknowledge that the presence of God. Moses had said, God, if your presence isn't going with us, we're not making this journey. Today, I pray that the only reason that we would long to be exalted is so that people would know the reality and the glory of the presence of God. Father, right now, I know it's a Monday, but you are God over Mondays. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you would be exalted in the words that come out of our mouth and the thoughts that we think, the way that we do our job today. And Lord, I pray that every person who is waiting upon you, humbled you, God, I pray that you would exalt them in due time. I pray that you would cause people to know that you are with them, living in them for your glory and praise. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And And I so long to sing you the song you deserve.